This is SB Nation Radio, and you're listening to the Mighty Gwyn.
So how long has it been since Harambe died? The gorilla who was shot. Died. He was shot at the Cincinnati Zoo. It's been a few months, right?
At least. But he will live on.
He will. He apparently will live on in the golf bag of golfer Smiley Kaufman, who recently hit the links with a Cleveland wedge stamped R.I.P. Harambe on his wedge, which he shared on Snapchat. Sports fans, for whatever reason, have been quick to embrace the spirit of Harambe and run with it this summer. Fans yelled Harambe after a Jordan Spieth putt at the PGA Championship. Some 23,000 fans want the Bengals to change their name to the Harambes. And a bozo in a Patriots number 69 Harambe jersey ran onto the field at Fenway Park Sunday night. So this is Harambe mania. Can I just tell you, this is the most nonsensical and idiotic thing in the history of Twitter, in the history of the internet. This obsession with this gorilla who was literally about to kill a little kid. All right? The Cincinnati, well, you know the story. Cincinnati Zoo, the kid falls into the water. The gorilla starts dragging him through the water like a rag doll with incredible force. He's standing there over this like a four-year-old kid.
He was protecting. It was protection.
He was protecting.
You don't know
his
the
food.
Ape ways, Dylan.
He was. I do.
It was
actually,
protection.
He was protecting it. You know why? Because he's like, I'm going to eat this. This is mine.
See, that's the thing.
He was protecting him because he's like, this is my dinner.
You don't understand. Gorillas don't like human flesh. You got to stop watching Tarzan.
I know. That was.
Or Planet of the Apes.
Can I just tell you? This shows how silly we are. That was going to end so badly. That kid was in trouble.
Oh, no,
he would be dead. Serious danger. One flick of the wrist from that enormous beast could have killed that kid instantaneously.
No, all he had to do, I mean, he just had to push the head down.
Oh. Dude.
Slam it against the wall. I mean,
and people are angry at you know the Cincinnati Zoo had to close their Twitter account because of the whole thing. They literally shut
free
down
Harambe.
All this crap. Like, you idiots. That thing would have killed that kid. And now he's like this internet sensation. Like he's some kind of hero or something like that. These people who are putting R.I.P. Harambe. There's also these two models, swimsuit models, who like one of them wrote like hurrah on like her behind, and the other one wrote umbe on her behind. They were pictured together.
So you're saying one had a bigger posterior than
the
other?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Because she only was able to fit hurrah.
One posterior was able to hold more letters than the other.
Now my question to you is that with all the Harambe talk, are we going to get some love for Bantu?
Bantu?
Bantu.
Oh, Bantu.
Or Bantu. I don't know. I don't know how to say this guy's name.
Who is Bantu?
He is a beloved gorilla who just died recently in Mexico.
Of what?
Heart attack. From being sedated because he was going to be moved to another zoo for mating purposes.
This dude's life was about to get a lot better. He was going to be put out to stud.
He was being put out to
him?
Stud, and they sedated him for the transfer,
okay,
and unfortunately died of a heart attack.
I am far more sympathetic with, wait, what's his name?
Bantu? B-A-N-T-U. I'm going to say it's Bantu.
I'm going with Bantu as well. I'm far more sympathetic with him because he was just about to be put out to stud. He's getting loaded up in the ride for the booty call, and he's going across Mexico to go do his job
from one zoo in Mexico to another,
which is not a bad job at all. I mean, if it's good work if you can get it, and he's going to the other
American
zoo.
Pharaoh's stud fees are through the roof. I don't know what Bantu's stud fees were.
Exactly. He would. I mean, that would have been great work for him, and he is killed by the people who were transporting him.
And you don't see rest in peace, Bantu. No one's engraving that on golf clubs.
You know, We're going to start it.
Are you engraving it on your golf club?
I don't have golf clubs, but I'm tempted to buy some just so I can do it.
No, we're going to engrave them on the mics.
That's it. That's
if anyone
it.
Asks us what's this for, we're saying, rest in peace, Bantu.
I'm sorry. Who's the more sympathetic victim here? Is it Harambe, who was about to kill a child? I don't care what you say out there, crazy animal activist. The dude was this gorilla was literally about to kill a child, or Bantu, who committed the crime of apparently being stud worthy.
He's trying to procreate an endangered species.
He's trying to make gorillas live on, man. He's trying to. I mean,
we all fight to, you know, help these endangered animals. He's living the fight.
Yeah, exactly. He's like y'all sitting here having dinners and like functions and company wingdings, like talking about saving endangered species. I'm going out there and procreating.
He gave his life for the cause.
That's right. He's like, I am going to populate the earth.
There's going to be many Bantus everywhere.
That's right. They're not even going to call them gorillas anymore. They're just going to call them Bantus.
That was his plan.
No, what a terrible way to go.
It's
one thing to go during the act. I mean, I think
that would be commended. That wouldn't be newsworthy, though.
No. Well, wouldn't it be like a gorilla dies while having sex? That's not newsworthy.
That's a common tale. It's a story as old as time.
Wait, how do you know so much about the cardiology of gorillas that you know that's a common tale?
I run in those circles.
Okay.
I'm in the gorilla nest.
When you're in the nest commiserating with your other fellow gorilla people, will you please tell them to stop glorifying this Harambe monster who is about to kill a little kid? Can you please tell them that this ended well? This wasn't a sad thing. It actually had the best possible outcome it could have in the entire situation. And to please, please stop putting Harambe on golf clubs. Although if you still want to put him on the behinds and posteriors of swimsuit models, I can probably allow that to go on. We'll probably let that go forward. Tony D is next, SB Nation Radio.